His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin. Yay! Love it, guys. Yay!
Kevin goes all over the internet to try to find interesting facts to make us more interesting. He doesn't research them well enough, though. Yeah. But that's why we love him. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know the Terminator script was sold for $1?
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Probably the year that it released, the dollar was more than $1.
I don't think that's true.
That's right. $1 was worth $100,000.
No, okay. I don't think that's
right. I would love to know what you think the premise of the movie Terminator is.
Me too.
It is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. He is half robot, I guess.
Okay.
Or full android.
Okay. Good start.
And then he comes to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I'm going to take
He's
over
He's an alien. Earth. He's an alien?
The android.
Okay.
Android robot.
From space.
Yes.
Okay.
Comes to Earth and he says, hey, I'm going to destroy your whole world.
Oh.
But not right now. I'll be back.
Okay.
And then fast forward, they're all panicking the world, blah, blah, blah. And then Terminator comes back.
Yeah.
Okay. But then a group of people stop him.
Okay.
Push the power button off and he turns off.
Oh, I see.
And then they think that he's dead. They store him in a museum, trapped in a locked basement down underground near lava.
Uh-huh.
And then...
There is lava at the end. Yeah. Okay.
And then Terminator 2 comes out.
What do you think Terminator 2 is about?
Well, great thing that you asked. They thought he was dead just by turning off the power.
Yeah.
Comes back alive.
Because he says, I'll be back.
Yes. Right.
And destroys everything.
Yeah. And when he says he will be back, he means it. Yeah, he means it. Yeah.
What would you say if I told you that in the second one, he's the good guy?
You didn't watch the right movie.
Okay. My mistake. My bad. I wonder if it's sold for $1 because there's such little dialogue in it.
Maybe.
Schwarzenegger only has like 12 lines in that
really?
Movie. Yeah. Yeah, I think he still holds the record for getting paid the most and saying the least in a movie.
Wow.
He just says, I'll be back, I'm the Terminator, and what else?
It's taco time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's like his catchphrase.
So
he says it a
comedy?
Lot.
Comedy?
No.
I thought it was a horror.
It's not.
Action.
Yeah, no, it's taco time. That's why when he ran for governor here, that was like
that
a
was
slogan.
His, like, slogan.
You're too young.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know penicillin was first called mold juice?
No, what?
Yeah.
That is some bad branding.
Yeah.
That is bad branding.
Mold juice sounds like the fat kid from a frat.
Aww. Yeah, it does.
Mold juice!
Now, do you know why it was called that?
Because the process of making penicillin, you have to ferment it.
I see.
Give it time to age.
Mm-hmm.
Have the bacteria grow. It's good bacteria, though, to help fight off the bacteria in your body.
He is a science guy.
Yeah.
He was a science major.
That's true.
What do we use penicillin for again?
Sexual transmitted diseases.
To give people sexually
transmitted? No, to cure it.
To cure it.
To treat them.
So let's say, God forbid, you get a sexually transmitted disease.
Never.
Why? You're very confident.
Well.
And you say you don't use condoms.
Right.
So where does that confidence come from?
Being celibate?
No. Manifesting and having the power to pull.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know tug of war was in the Olympics from 1900s to 1920?
Kevin, you are treading on thin ice here.
Well, yeah, you are. I can't even hardly hear those words without making my hand hurt.
Right. If anybody doesn't know, we had last summer, we were forced to do a field day for our company.
Team bonding.
Yep. Tug of war was the very first event in the very first opening minutes, and Katie broke her hand during several people did.
Yeah.
But Katie was one of them.
All at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Had to have surgery to repair her hand in tug of war.
Yeah.
So, okay. But
you know what? The company should never make you do what is currently or formerly an Olympic sport.
I agree.
And I stand on that.
I agree with that too. Yeah.
Yeah, well, be more careful.
I don't think I knew, though. I definitely didn't know it was an Olympic sport.
Me
and
neither.
Was it one person at a time or was it a team sport?
I'm going to say it's a team sport.
Okay.
Like a pair.
Oh, so just like a duo.
One in the back, one in the front.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
But depending.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
what countries do you think did well?
Japan.
Why?
They did sumo wrestlers, duh.
Hard to pull a sumo wrestler.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Maybe the French.
Why?
They're undercover very strong for some reason.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Why.
Okay.
Might be the maple bacon.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. The maple bacon.
Maple bacon.
I feel like you're talking about Canada, but that's fine.
French people like maple bacon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you lost us on that one. Well, Kevin, that was very informative. Thank you very much. It's Did You Know with Kevin.